And on the line now I have Pat Dawson, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Hello, Pat, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you very much.
Okay, just want to ask you now, the Irish Travel Agents, the turnover, 1.1 billion. Good news, and good and healthy the travel agents are indeed, which a lot of people wouldn't think so.
We're delighted, and actually we were surprised with the turnover, because something we really didn't look at before, and it's an official figure coming from the government department, and certainly, you know, business has grown back into the travel agency, which is great for our members as such, and hopefully we're giving the public a good service and a secure service.
Can I ask you, Pat, for instance, I mean, a lot of people think, or maybe, I don't know what is true, it's cheaper to book online, and everyone assumes that everyone does their holidays online now, but obviously that isn't so. As I said, the travel agent healthy and doing well and thriving all over the country.
Yeah, well, we were looking at you know, we're looking at doing a sort of a PR campaign at the moment, and we had some people in just yesterday, and one of the presenters said that you know, he was booking a long haul flight, and he saw that there was a saving of €189 per person by four on a trip, and he was shocked, and he'd be of a younger age, let's say, and that. So, I mean, you know, it depends on what you're buying. We're not always the cheapest, but certainly we're very, very competitive. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, our customers first. I mean, we're not agents for airlines or whatever, and those people. We're agents for our customer, and of course we want feedback. And we're online, and I mean, most people think that travel agents out the internet is an awful thing. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to travel mm-hmm. trade, because it's now so efficient, and people trust us, and they trust us that you know, that we'll give them a good service. And I mean, at the moment now, would you believe that the youngest people that travel are leaving certs, and there's a couple of offices around the country and the city where there's hundreds of leaving cert people who are booking to go away for their holiday in July. And their mammy said, or daddy said, look, you're not going online to book that. I want to know where you're going and where you are, so you better go into a travel agent.
Indeed.
And that's actually going on at the moment, so okay. It's how it swings.
Okay, there's a lot of people in the old-fashioned way, there's no doubt about it. And are things still the same as far as the travel agent is concerned? Do you have people on the ground, for instance, when people arrive?
Yeah, on tour operating, if it's a package in a group or whatever else, and there's always agents if something, you know, needs to be sorted out. We always know an agent or a hotelier or whatever else. So, I mean, and then with groups, of course, with, you know, travel agents, tour operators send their own guides with them and that. And most give a 24-hour service if there's any mishap or whatever else. And with strikes and, you know, with you know, you see ghost loads and strikes and ATC strikes. So, I mean, you know, if you're booked with the travel agent will ring you up. If you're booked with an airline directly, they'll send you a text. But we'll ring you up and say, look, what would we do? And probably have a change done before you even get a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a lot of people are used to the text, and it's effective. It depends on your mindset, doesn't it? Are we travelling more now than before, Pat?
We are, yeah, we are. Now, I mean, it's, you know, there are about 7 million trips this year out of Ireland to all over the world. And, you know, the fact that, you know, Dublin Airport have a terrific array of flights out for a capital city, and also you see, you know, the likes of Cork and Knock and Shannon going as well, which is good to see the regional airports doing well. So yes, we are travelling more because we have more airlines and more choices and more countries to visit.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that, when you have more choices, so the range of destinations has increased obviously as well, has it?
Yeah, and what you always need to do on a route is that you have competition, because if you let any airline who has no competition on any route, you know, talk about high prices, they will screw you. And that, so we must have competition. We must have competition on all routes. For the public to get good value,
yeah,
because you know that awful word that you see airlines putting from $99.99. I remember looking at sites, and you know, there was one flight in 29 flights with $9.99. So I mean, you know, they might start at 9.99 and all these.
I know. I think people are. I think people are used to all. To all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's really wonderful news. Any, would you know offhand how many travel agents there are in the country?
There are 229 licensed travel agents in Ireland. So. It certainly has reduced in years, but many. I mean, you know, our biggest travel agent would turn 160, 170 million and would employ 190 staff. So it just goes to show. And then there's regular travel agents around the country in cities. So it's a big spread of mainly medium to small and some very large corporate travel agents as well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, that you're talking there about employment. I mean, a couple of thousand people employed.
Three and a half thousand. Which is good for the economy.
And I suppose travel agents, I mean, what we've been talking about only is in flights, but you look after cruises and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I was at a launch of a Camino Ways and Canary Ways last night. The Camino Walk is a very, very important number of people going there. And everything, you know, long haul to short haul. So absolutely a full menu.
Okay. And I have to say, I was only talking the other day about to somebody about think life would be much easier with a lot of employers had flexi time for their workers, but the travel agent has that, and it makes things much easier for a lot of workers when they have flexi time.
Absolutely. We must look after our customers, and that's number one, and talk to them and the human face as such. I find it may be old fashioned, but I find it's very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, Pat, congratulations on the news anyway, and it's good to see thriving businesses across the board. I mean, even though there's a lot of talk about climate change and flights and cutting back and things like that, but it doesn't look like there's anything on the wane there at all. People are still travelling.
Exactly. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Okay, Pat. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
And that's
Bye.
Pat Dawson, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association, thriving there, as I said, with a turnover of 1.1 billion. Who'd have thunk it, as they say? Who'd have thunk it?